We camped out at the San Francisco Conservatory for a couple of days, and the resulting show is this week's podcast. My touring colleague, the fantastic cellist Matt Heimovitz, returns to our show as a special guest artist. And wow, the last performer on the show, 14-year-old Kevin Zhu. This kid's quite a force on the violin. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Have fun.
From NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's our host, concert pianist Christopher O'Reilly.
Welcome. We're in the Caroline H. Hume Concert Hall at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Thanks to the conservatory for bringing us back to the arts district of this great American city. All the kids on today's show study here in the conservatory's pre-college division, except for one slightly older kid who's an alum of that prep program, world-renowned cellist and my very good friend and colleague, Matt Heimovitz. Matt will be joining a teenage cello quartet later on in the show to perform some haunting music, movements of a musical storybook called Angel Heart, with music by Luna Pearl Wolf and words by the noted children's author Cornelia Funke. Cornelia will, in fact, be the narrator. So that performance will feature one quartet of students studying here at the conservatory. Should be enough, right? No, not so. With the plethora of outstanding young musicians walking these halls, we have not one, but two more quartets for you to feast your ears on. The 24 Strings Guitar Quartet will play an arrangement of Mahler later on. Yes, Mahler, of course, for classical guitar. And to start things off, a teenage string quartet performing Beethoven. This is the Cambiata Quartet. William Copeland and Raymond So, both 16, are our violinists. Our violist is Patricia Tang, 17, and Elena Arisa, 16 years old, is our cellist. They're going to perform the opening movement, Allegro con Brio, from Ludwig van Beethoven's Opus 18, number 6, in B-flat.
Thank you.
From the San Francisco Conservatory's pre-college division, the Cambiata Quartet, ages 16 to 17 years old, performed the first movement of Beethoven's Opus 18, number 6. These guys are coached by Inea Keys. Brilliant opening. Sort of the, con brio, indeed, sort of the perfect combination of brio and ebullience, or fire and effervescence. You guys sounded really great, but William, I guess verbal communication has sometimes been a problem for this group during rehearsals. Why is that?
Yes, our coach says we are very shy and that we don't really speak out what we need to say during rehearsal, and she says a lot of that comes from our Asian cultural heritage.
Mm. You got to get a little bit more Irish in there, like Ozawa, you know?
I'm actually half Irish.
There you go. Done. High five. So, Raymond, in a polite group, the others describe you as the most polite and quiet, but not when you play. You really attack the instrument, and you have a funny story about when your violin fought back.
Yeah, it's not really a day I really like to remember, but here goes anyway. A few weeks ago, well, at the conservatory, there's these weekly recitals where you get to perform, and I signed up for one of them, and I wanted to play the solo Bach Partita number 2, the Allemande, and, you know, I prepared a lot, and I was really looking forward to it, and the first few measures were okay, and then I was playing on my G string, and my E string decided to snap and, like, hit me in the face while I'm performing, and then, like, I'm in this state of shock, and, like, I don't know what to do, so without thinking, I just go into the second movement, not thinking that I would need my E string, and the only reason I stopped the performance was because my teacher, Davis Law, he stood up in the middle of the audience and it's like, Raymond, you have to stop now. And yeah, it was a bad day for me.
Gosh. Well, speaking of exciting, if not life-threatening performances, William, I understand that going to concerts here at the Conservatory and around San Francisco in general has been an inspiring and important part of your musical morale.
Yeah, sometimes when I have a bad day like Raymond or when I'm feeling down after I can't get something right, or in general, I just feel like I'm not playing the way I want to, I like to go to performances. Seeing live music really gives me an opportunity to enjoy what other creative artists have to offer and gives me insight into how I can make my own music better.
Well, and we're all still learning, no matter how old we are, and my gosh, just imagining those performers that you're listening to of going through the same problems we all are and coming up with such a beautiful performance at the end of it. So bravo for that, Beethoven. Great meeting all of you and hearing you play that, Beethoven. And now Elena and I are going to play some Debussy together. Thank you, Cambiata Quartet. Cambiata Quartet, teenage students here at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music.
Over the last 8 years, From the Top and the Jack Ken Cook Foundation have awarded over $2 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. And while you're there, download our weekly podcast featuring bonus content not heard on the radio broadcast. That's at fromthetop.org. Chris.
Elena, I know you have an affection for French music, and we're going to tackle a quintessentially French piece right now. Would you please introduce it?
Sure. We'll be playing the third movement from Debussy's Cello Sonata.
Again, this is cellist Elena Arisa. Elena Arisa, our cellist, 16 years old from nearby Cupertino, California, performing the finale of the Debussy Sonata for cello and piano. Gosh, I love the way you play that piece, Elena, and thank you for letting me play it with you. So gorgeous, so wonderful, so dramatic. Elena, you have a family piano trio. You've got your quartet here, you've got a family trio.
Yeah.
What does everybody play?
My mom's a piano teacher, and so I guess she wanted to play chamber music with her kids, and so my brother got started on the violin, and I've started the cello, and that's how we made our piano trio.
So where does Dad fit into this equation?
He's our designated cameraman. He records our performances.
He's a recording engineer. That's great. Stuck with the smartphone, eh, Dad? Your dad's a computer engineer, and you share an interest in his field as well. You find computer programming and music somewhat compatible, similar?
In computer science and music, there's this structure that you have to follow in music. I mean, you have to follow what the composer wrote, but what you do between those measures is at your own freedom. And so in computer science as well, when you're coding, there's a structure that you have to follow, but in the end, what you do is up to you, and there's a lot of creativity involved.
A lot of ingenuity, creativity, yeah. Absolutely, I see that. You study here at the pre-college division of the San Francisco Conservatory. What sorts of things do you appreciate most about all this amazing community of young players?
Well, in the conservatory, there's a lot of performance opportunities. The instruction here is also very professional. It's almost like a real conservatory. That's what I really like.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we don't really do shows where all the kids on the show come from the same place. So that's a testimony to the incredible high level of playing here at the yeah. San Francisco Conservatory in the prep division. And Elena, you're the flagship as far as I'm concerned. I love that Debussy. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Elena Ariza, 16 years old, our cellist from Cupertino, California.
My name is Elliot Wu. I'm from Fremont, California, just south of San Francisco. I'm 15, and I'm a pianist. I used to be really, really shy. I wouldn't talk much to anyone, even if I even knew them. I was literally the one sitting in the corner. One time when I was playing this, the Rachmaninoff D major prelude, at the end someone came up to me and said that they were crying and touched the whole time. I felt more comfortable communicating through my playing than communicating by speaking. Well, I'm still pretty shy, but it's gotten a lot better. I was homeschooled until 8th grade, which was great for my piano practicing, but not so good for my social skills. It was hard to make friends. But now I go to a high school with lots of other kids, and I've been making some really good friends, even some musicians. I also have been making friends with students here at the conservatory. Another thing that helped was going to piano competitions. I remember going to the Gina Backhauer International Competition in Salt Lake City in Utah. I met kids from all over the world. I even still Skype and Facebook with some of those kids at the competition. But as I said, my shyness never stood in the way of my music, and I want to do that for you now. I'm going to play the final movement of Prokofiev's second piano sonata. This piece was first performed by Prokofiev himself in 1914, just before the beginning of World War I. There are so many moods in this piece and so much contrast. Although I can hear gunshots in the piece, there's also Prokofiev's sarcasm and playfulness, and almost a carnival-like atmosphere. Thank you.
Elliot Wu, 15 years old, from Fremont, California, performed the final movement of Prokofiev's Piano Sonata No. 2 in D minor. Well, Elliot, no shyness there. I mean, you know, technique to burn, and of course, as you mentioned, the acerbic, sardonic wit. But what I found most engaging, Prokofiev being such a famous composer of ballet, the incisiveness and the investment of the rhythm, the real danceable quality of that performance. Thank you for that. You talked before you played about how important piano competitions have been to your development. But tell everyone else about your other huge influence.
I have an older sister who's 21 now, and she studied the piano before I did. She now studies at the Peabody Conservatory at Johns Hopkins. And as I was a toddler, I used to like to listen to her while she practices. But then I would not only listen, but I would sleep right next to her while she practices. Like literally, her bench would be there, and 2 feet away on the floor, there was me sleeping. And every day I'd probably change locations of where I sleep. So I would literally be like orbiting around her piano. So yeah, she has been a like major development and inspiration to me since the early years of my practicing.
A real role model. You also mentioned the communication involved in your music making, the effect that your performance of the Rachmaninoff Prelude in D major had on one of your listeners. A very emotional response. It's certainly one of my favorite pieces of all piano music, and I'm sure that our audience would love to hear you play it. Would you do us the honor?
Of course.
Oh, great. Elliot Wu, our 15-year-old pianist from Fremont, California, performed Rachmaninoff's D major Prelude, opus 23, number 4.
Our fabulous host, Christopher O'Reilly, along with the renowned cellist Matt Heimovitz, has just released a new album featuring the complete Beethoven sonatas, all recorded on period instruments. It's called Beethoven Period. Find it at oxingalerecords.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from U.S. Trust, who believes that the arts play a vital role in stimulating the hearts and imaginations of our country's best young musicians, as well as NPR listeners. From New England Conservatory, where young artists and teachers are transforming classical music. Online at necmusic.edu. From the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need. jkcf.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from the Caroline H. Hume Concert Hall at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. Today's show is made possible with support from the William and Gretchen Kimball Fund. Special thanks to San Francisco Conservatory President David H. Stull and to Joan Gordon, Director of the Pre-College and Adult Extension Divisions, and to Classical KDFC. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, Joanne. And now another one of those many quartets I mentioned at the top of the show. This time, the 24 Strings Guitar Quartet, all students here at the San Francisco Conservatory's pre-college division. They are Chase Onodera, 13 years old, Nicholas Padmanabhan, 14 years old, Ashwin Krishna, 17, and Alexander Stroud, 18. Alexander, you're here to introduce the piece you're all going to perform.
Yeah, my friends and I are going to play a piece based on a Chinese poem about the joys of youth. This is Wanderjugend from Gustav Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, arranged for four guitars by Stephen Goss. Thank you.
the 24 Strings Guitar Quartet, students here at the San Francisco Conservatory Pre-College Division, ages 13 to 18, performed Of Youth from The Song of the Earth by Gustav Mahler, arranged by Stephen Goss. This ensemble is coached by Scott Camille. I've asked Nicholas Padmanabhan to join me at the mic. Nick, your quartet could be called the Silicon Valley Guitar Quartet, with the three of you living right in the heart of Techville. And not surprisingly, you're into science and technology yourself. Our friend Elena earlier on the program is into computer sciences. What branch do you think is your favorite?
My favorite branch is physics, physical sciences.
All right. You're too modest to say that you entered the Santa Clara County Science Fair twice and won both times. Winning a county science fair in Silicon Valley is no mean feat. Describe one of your prize-winning projects.
Yeah, so in seventh grade, the second time I entered, my project was the effect of, I guess, changing the orientation of a piece of wood. It was a stick. But I was testing to see how the angle of that piece of wood, the stick, if that changes, how does that affect the burning time of the stick? Okay. And my guess was that the as the angle increased, the burn time would increase exponentially. So it would get faster and faster disproportionately as the stick reached 90 degrees. But at the end, I actually found that the burn time increases linearly. So I guess even increments as the stick neared 90 degrees, wow. Which was quite interesting, actually.
Very interesting. Sort of like finding the golden mean for pyromaniacs. Nicely done. Do you find that there's a connection between your music and your interest in science?
Yeah, I would say that, actually. When you first pick up a piece, you take it in sections, you put the sections together, and you come with a final piece that you perform on stage, and it's all polished and everything. Same with science. You run the experiment multiple times, you get clear data, and at the end, you present your findings to a bunch of judges. So I guess the process of starting and then finishing and presenting to people is quite similar.
Well said and well played, Nick.
Thank you.
I think the arrangement that you guys did, well, hearing it on guitar, you know, really brings out the rustic quality of Mahler. It was a real treat to hear. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Nicholas Padmanabhan, 14 years old, our guitarist, a member of the 24 Strings Guitar Quartet here at the Pre-College Division of the San Francisco Conservatory. And now a very special treat, music featuring some terrifically talented adults alongside some terrifically talented teenagers. To help me set the stage for this piece, please welcome back to From the Top, the great cellist and musical pioneer, Matt Heimovitz. Matt, so great to have you with us again. I should tell everyone that actually we're here at the Hume Concert Hall. I think just Monday we were here reunited with our beloved 1823 Broadwood on loan from San Jose State, on which we recorded the complete Beethoven cello sonatas and variations. Just came out this week. Really great project. Now, to get things rolling, Matt, would you please introduce the piece we're going to be performing and the others involved?
Sure. We're going to be playing a piece called Angel Heart, a project that, the orchestra is multi-cellos. And to my right is Lisa Delon, who you're going to hear singing soprano, and also one of the co-creators of Angel Heart. And over at the end, we have Cornelia Funke, who wrote the beautiful words and the very moving story of Angel Heart, which is really a story for all ages, but we hope children are going to be engaged with this piece. And between them is composer Luna Prowolf, who wrote the music.
Lisa, you're going to sing the lullaby that's included in the excerpts of the work we're going to hear. I'm told you were there as the idea for this piece was just beginning to develop. What can you tell us about the inception of Angel Heart?
Well, Matt and Luna and I had been collaborating on some other projects for several years when we discovered that we had all been independently thinking about the idea of recording a CD of lullabies. And we discovered that Matt and Luna had been thinking about it in terms of Luna arranging lullabies for Matt's U-cello, a cello ensemble. I approached Luna with the idea of arranging lullabies for Matt and I to record, and so we decided to morph these ideas. And many years later, had the good fortune to connect with Cornelia, and it took on an entirely new direction and became a very multidimensional experience that would be called Angel Heart, a Music Storybook.
Luna, as the composer, please tell everyone about the inclusion of new and also familiar children's songs in this whole piece.
Well, Angel Heart is an experience that is a story set to music much like Peter and the Wolf, but it's heard in 13 short parts, in between which we hear songs, many of which you would have heard from your mother, grandmother singing you lullabies, and we feel like these songs are almost like illustrations of an emotional moment in the story. So we take a little pause from the storyline and we hear a song that illuminates something about what we've just heard.
And Cornelia, I guess these three turned to you to wrap the story around these songs. I mean, it's sort of an overarching narrative to the whole work.
Yeah, it was one of those impossible tasks that somebody puts on your doorstep like a golden coin. And you think, this is impossible. I cannot do this. How am I supposed to join all these pieces of music with one story? And of course, you cannot turn something magical like this down. And I wrote it. And then luckily, they all liked it. And then Luna wrote the incredibly hauntingly beautiful music.
Wonderful, wonderful project to have it come together. Luna, except for the lullaby sung tonight by Lisa, we're going to hear several of those story movements where you wrote music for five cellos to accompany Cornelia's words. And Matt, you've been preparing the last of our quartets for the day's show, the Conpieto Cello Quartet, to perform this music with you. Before we hear the performance, let's introduce our teenage cellists. Jeremy Tai, 16 years old, Irene Zhang and Catherine Kim, both 17, and Minku Lee, 18 years old. Okay, this is a set of movements from the music storybook Angel Heart with story by Cornelia Funke, music by Luna Pearl Wolf, and the lullaby Unter Bermer by Alexander Olshanetsky, arranged by Louis Spratlin. In addition to Matt Heimovitz and our four cellists studying it here at the pre-college division of the San Francisco Conservatory, Lisa Delan will be the soprano. Cornelia Funke will herself be the narrator. I have the pleasure of conducting the proceedings. Here we go.
There. Do you hear it? There's a whispering of wings in the silence of the night. Coming with feathers as white as snow and faces as bright as the moonlight, angels. They come to chase the nightmares that gallop through the dark and to harvest the light of the stars.
Und
The east is dressed in leaves and as slender as a birch tree. Her lullaby is the song of the wind. It reminds Luna of dancing with bare feet in wet grass, of her mother's arms, of the light of the sun, the scent of flowers. And of being young, so young. She falls asleep, the angel above her head, and the music like dew on her skin. And when she wakes, Ramiel takes her hand. And they head north. She's all water and withering leaves and frost that makes even the angel shiver. But her lullaby makes Luna forget, and the water's song washes away the last traces of pain that were hiding in the cracks of her heart. Her hair is white with frost when she wakes, and Ramiel warms her with his wings. Then they float westwards on rivers of moonlight, underneath them the dark limbs of the earth. The west will sing his song. The West is even bigger than the Raven Man. He's as big as the mountains. He's the spirit of the earth. His lullaby makes Luna's heart as firm and strong as a drum. And he falls asleep in his hands. Ramiel smiles. Even for an angel, it is a very happy smile. He sees that the girl's heart is almost mended. It learned to remember. It learned to forget and how to be strong. Now it must only dare to love again. And there's no better teacher for that than the South. They just have to follow the scent of its flowers.
Sections of Angel Heart, a music storybook by Luna Pearl Wolf and Cornelia Funke, performed by Matt Heimovitz and the teenage members of the Concierto Cello Quartet, with soprano Lisa Delan. Cornelia Funke was the narrator.
To learn more about Angel Heart and to see video of best-selling author Cornelia Funke, Matt Heimovitz, Lisa Delan, and the whole Angel Heart ensemble, go to fromthetop.org.
So let's end this all San Francisco Conservatory show by hearing a 14-year-old violinist who's also studying here. With me on stage now is Kevin Zhu from Cupertino. Kevin, we first met you a couple of years ago after you'd been the youngest winner ever at age 11 in Beijing of the Yehudi Menuhin competition. So, wow, that was an amazing event. But the great experiences just keep coming for you. Talk about your most recent and favorite performance.
My most recent and favorite performance was when I was in Vienna and I had to perform with the Vienna Chamber Orchestra. I was playing Vivaldi's Spring and Summer. I really liked the performance because, one, the orchestra was absolutely fantastic, and the city of Vienna is so beautiful. It was really breathtaking. Everything was so grand, so immense, and so powerful.
Yeah, wonderful place. And what are you going to play to close us out today?
I will play for you Pablo de Sarasate's Zapateado.
A playful and virtuosic way to end our show. I want to thank all of our great young performers and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Kevin, let's take it from the top.
From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education, dedicated to empowering education changemakers across America every day to improve the learning process. Learn more at edutopia.org. And from Emily and Antoine Van Achtmail, supporting New Futures, which works to help low-income D.C. area youth graduate from community college or certificate programs and become financially self-sufficient. Information is available at newfuturesdc.org.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org. And now some bonus content just for the podcast, my break piece from this show. This is my arrangement of Joni Mitchell's song from her Mingus album, The Wolf That Lives in Lindsay, and it features our guest artist, renowned cellist Matt Heimovitz.